You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Oracle Buffet with Heather Carmona.
Heather Carmona.
Live from PsychicAstrologyWI.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Oracle Buffet
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to another edition of the Oracle Buffet. It's Tuesday, November 25th, and we're about to hit Turkey Day. I'm excited. If nothing else, just to be lazy for a day and not do anything, because, you know, I'm a vegetarian, so turkey doesn't do much for me. But being lazy, kind of lazy on Thursday. It is definitely not leading to laziness throughout the rest of the week either for me or anyone else. I just know. Dedicated to making plant-based living more convenient and affordable. Also, they're located in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. That's Grandmother's Meditation Center. If you're ever in the Whitmore Lake, Michigan area, stop by, say hi, take a class, do a meditation. Get a caller today. While we wait to make that happen, let's talk about the upcoming holidays. So, you need a gift for your spiritual friend. You don't know. So I have a couple ideas. First of all, an astrology reading can help answer a lot of questions for someone about who they are, what they came to Earth to do. It can save a person years of beating their head against the wall by knowing their chart, knowing what's in there, knowing what's happening right now, and knowing what's to come. Also, Oracle Buffet readings from my Buffet de Oraculos, you can find those on my site, psychicastrologywi.com, or check out my TikTok. As some lady called me last week. So here we are at the Oracle Buffer. I think we got a call ready. Lisa in Norwalk, are you there?
Yes.
How's it going today?
It's going. I'm actually here working and watching my booth at a metaphysical store. So.
Oh, awesome. Well, thanks for calling in, Lisa. I'm a fan of metaphysical stores. What's the name of the store?
Well, it's actually called Rose Gothic Marketplace, and then my booth is Harris Witch Market.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And you're in Ohio then?
And yes, I live in Norwalk, and one city over, it's located in Sandusky, Ohio.
Where Cedar Point is.
Yep. Literally not even 5 minutes down the road. Yes.
There, I haven't been to Cedar Point in years, and now I have a new reason to go to Ohio. So thank you for that information. So Lisa, do you know your birth information, Dave?
Yes. 12/24/71. Definitely Capricorn. Do you want to know the time of my birth in the city as well?
Preferably yes.
Okay, I was born in Parma, Ohio at 9:45 a.m.
Parma, Ohio. There it is. Okay. And what do you want to know today, Lisa? Do you want me to just... what do you think?
My life is haywire right now, including my money situation. Probably my most pressing need is I'm questioning my personal business and my money situation. I was kind of thrust into a situation that I wasn't foreseeing, and now I'm just having a real hard go of the last 60 days.
I see that. A couple things going on here right now. Pluto is right on top of your Venus. Were you aware of that? I don't know if you study it.
I don't really get into birth charts, nor have I ever had my birth chart done. I've always wanted it done. I just, God, I don't even know my rising, let alone my sign. So.
Okay, well, that makes my job a little easier. That way I don't have to repeat things you already know. So has been a transformative time for you. Pluto is the planet of transformation, rebirth. It's also trauma. It's regeneration. But all regenerative things we're going to go with. Anyway, that is right on top of your Venus right now. They're literally both at 1 degree. It represents transformation and beauty, self-esteem, money. All of those things are tied together, and they're tied to Venus. All those areas of your life go at the moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It really does.
Also, too, Neptune and Saturn, and they're both in retrograde. So especially the past few months or 60 days, which would about time out, it would feel like you're going backwards. It's transiting.
That's exactly what I feel like.
Yeah. So the bad news is I can see why you feel that way and what you're experiencing. Is it's going to get better over the next 30 to 60 days. Even this weekend when Mercury goes direct again, because that's in retrograde too.
Yeah.
Seeing a lot of improvements in your mental state, if nothing else. And also with regards to other people's money. So, sure, just something from someone else. Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Oh.
Yeah, you keep cutting in and out. I don't know why.
Gotta love technology. Anyway, it appears that you might be waiting on some sort of inheritance or something that's gonna be coming through. With regard to where your chart's at,
if there is one, and I might have been in it a long time ago, but I have two other siblings, and I'd kind of fallen out of favor, so I would be shocked if that was to happen.
Okay,
but. Hey, another source. I'll take anything, sure.
Whether it be an inheritance thing or like some sort of, I don't want to say lottery win, something that is given to you or through another person, like whether it be inheritance, lottery win, something like that. There's a good possibility of that when getting back to the task at hand. Yeah, what you're feeling right now is very real. And a lot of it, too, is tied to your self-esteem. Hello?
Yeah, I now hear you now. You just cut out on the last sentence you just said.
Okay, a part of what you're facing right now is issues with self-esteem.
Yes.
whatever you want to call it. And that's that Pluto on top of your Venus. So you might feel kind of like, for lack of a better term, I use the word troll. So the troll feeling will pass. Give this all a few weeks, couple months, if that. It's going to get gradually better as time goes on. I want to remind you that one of your life purposes in this lifetime is being yourself. So, Capricorn, you need to be yourself in front of like groups of like-minded people. So at the metaphysical things, you need to rely less on the opinions of other people. I'll focus more on being independent. That's one of your main life purposes here. And that also ties into what's going on with Pluto transit and kind of standing on your own two feet. Not to say you should leave the metaphysical fair thing or the metaphysical market, but value yourself. And that's going to help the money come in too. Retrograde planets aside, it's going to help more money flow into you as well. So just keep that in mind that that's one of your life lessons is, or life purposes is independence and self-esteem.
I have a question. I'm going to be 54, obviously, this Christmas, and I am divorced. And I've been alone for quite some time. And I don't see anybody for this lifetime, but do you see anybody coming into my life or somebody from the past or anything like that?
Jupiter's going to be hitting your seventh house of partnerships and relationships over the coming year. It hits Leo. But anyway, that's going to be a very fortunate time for you for relationships. So I would say May-ish of next year to May-ish of the following year.
Okay, great.
I think it might be someone from the past, someone from your friend group, perhaps, that you've had your eye on.
Yeah, I have a particular person in a friend-ish group, so I just didn't know if that was meant for this lifetime or perhaps my next.
Shot of it being for this lifetime, but I wouldn't expect that to happen until next year. That doesn't mean it couldn't happen before then. Seeds might be planted here. I'm going to draw some cards.
I would be shocked if it didn't happen till spring, because that particular individual has some big upcoming work plans that will have him preoccupied. So,
okay. Drew the believing is seeing card. So whatever it is you're after, whether it's the money, the man, you got to believe it before you can see it. So feel the love, be the love, and you're going to value everyone's perspective on the path to love. So respect everyone and respect yourself too, especially. That's the main message.
Thank you so much, because I really need to hear that. I've had such self-doubt, self-everything.
Well, good, honey. And it will pass.